Hey, friends. Hey, listeners, community. Welcome to Side Hustle School. This is Chris Guillebeau, your host. And whether you are just starting out or looking to take your small business to the next level, this is the daily podcast for you. 7 days a week, totally free, with stories you won't hear anywhere else, and less than 10 minutes a day. That's our pitch. That's our mission. That is our guiding force. That's what we do every day since January 1, 2017. And today we're going to hear from Charisse, who is interested in starting a personal shopping business. Okay. We talked about personal shopping recently in a story in which personal shopping didn't go so well. It was a Failure Friday story, in fact. Now, because Charisse is smart, she wants to not have a Failure Friday story. She wants to approach this from the right way. So let us see if we can help. How can I start a personal shopping business? What's the best approach? All that's coming up in just 30 seconds.
Hi, my name is Charisse, and I'm interested in starting a personal shopping business. I have a passion for fashion and shopping, so I've got that covered, but I'm not sure how to market my service effectively. What strategies can I use to differentiate myself from competitors? Am I even on the right track, or should I try thinking of different ideas?
All right, I want to focus on a single part of this question. Just keeping the bite-sized, less than 10 minutes a day model in mind here. You know, I want listeners to always be able to learn something, to go away feeling inspired, to have a next step. So there's a lot we could talk about when it comes to starting a personal shopping business. But, you know, as Charisse mentioned, it can be a competitive industry. And as I mentioned, like, we recently had that Failure Friday story from someone who had a less than stellar experience with the personal shopping world. So here's the most important thing to consider, you know, at the whole, like, top of the exercise, like when you're like, when I've got this idea, do I want to go down this road? The question is, personal shopping for whom? Like, who are the clients? Like, who is your number one client? Even just thinking about a single person, a single customer avatar, to use some marketing language, but, you know, you can just call them your ideal customer. Long ago, I wrote a book called Side Hustle, and I had this exercise of taking your ideal customer to coffee, you know, having coffee with your ideal customer to kind of get to know them. And of course, it's a bit of an imaginary exercise, but it's important because, you know, personal shopping for whom? Again, who are the clients? You have to really think in terms of the nuts and bolts. Like, you know, once you've got that ideal client in mind, imagine the sales process, imagine the customer experience, imagine what they pay for and how they pay it, how you set the appointments, any follow-up, you know, all that kind of logistic stuff. And here's the deciding factor, you know, when you're trying to decide, do I move forward or not with something like this? You know, if you try to imagine that ideal customer and you try to think through the sales process, the customer experience, and it's really hard, you know, like, in some ways you could say maybe it's hard because it's new, if you haven't thought that way before, but if you spend some time with it and you still struggle, I'd say it's because you don't actually have good answers for those questions. And listen, no judgment. I've been there. You know, I've had lots of different business ideas where I didn't do this and I thought, well, I know better. And, you know, I spend some time, you know, going down that path and then realize, oh, this business isn't going to work so well, just because I didn't clearly think about the customer and I didn't really imagine the nuts and bolts and thinking through the sales process, customer experience. So all that to say, let's do that on the front end, you know? And in that case, the idea needs more development if it's gonna have a real chance of success. So Charisse, that is my advice to you. Spend some time doing that before you do anything else. And listeners, if you have a question or something you're trying to work through, let me know. I'd love to help as much as possible. Maybe our listeners can help as well, some other listeners. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them in a new episode every day. Every week we're hearing different stories and case studies and tips and such. And I just so appreciate you being part of this community. All right, that's all for today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.